Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Vov Omad Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Reish Tzadi Tes Se'if Vov. Yesterday we discussed that if a person, for whatever the reason, is fasting on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, so then when he's making Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, he has a problem. He's not allowed to drink because he's fasting. So in that situation, we said that there's this unusual option, Yochol Havdil B'Shabbos Mibod Yom, the Lishtos. He can make Havdalah, David Marav, as we'll see, early after the Plaga Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Make Havdalah, it's still light outside, it's after Plaga Mincha though, and then Ulakabel Achakacha Tainis Olov, and at nighttime you'll have the Tainis. So he said this is an unusual option when a person will not be able to eat, drink on Monday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and there is no one else to make Havdalah for him. In Ein Acherim Etzlo, there is nobody else here. So that's the din that we discussed outside at the end of yesterday's shir, and now we'll see it inside. We'll look in the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkatan Chaf Beis. The Mishneh Berurah tells us, Hainu achar plaga mincha. Obviously, we're talking about the Jadavni Marv and making Havdalah after it's already plaga mincha. As we pointed out many times in the past, there's a machlokas or Yehud in the Chachamim as to when the day ends. The Rav Yehuda's opinion is that plaga mincha, 1 1/4 halachic hours before the Shkia, is in fact the start of the next day. That's when you can already daven Marib. So even though it's daytime outside from a physical point of view, he holds that that's nightfall. And we don't not paskin like this. We don't clearly paskin like either the Chachamim or Rav Yehuda. We say Marikadisle or Marikadisle. Each person can follow the opinion that he would like to do. He should ideally follow the same opinion all the time. But there are exceptions even to that. So the Mishneh Berurah is explaining the Mechaber over here and saying that we're talking here that you're making this Havdalah after Plaga Mincha. V'yisvalo gam kein Marav mikodem. You should also daven Marav at this earlier point in time after Plaga Mincha. You daven Mincha before the Plaga Mincha. And this was all discussed previously. Kudel b'simen reish sadi gimen siv gimel. Now, v'afilu hochi, even in this situation, mutter lecho v'lishtos achar kach. You here can drink the Havdalah cup, and technically you could still even eat or drink anything else. And we don't say v'lo amrinon, the kivun de avdil kvar kibel alav esatainis v'yoso b'shisiyah. We don't say that since the person made Havdalah, so that, so to say, ended Shabbos, and now it's halachically Sunday for that person, and he had accepted upon himself a tainis, so he's not allowed to drink or eat anything, and he can't drink the kos of Havdalah. We say no. Mishum de ikar atainis eino machmas chova. Because this isn't like Tisha B'Av over here that the Tainus comes into play. But this is in fact going to be based upon his nether. He took a vow that he would fast on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and we go in this situation, Acha Loshim Dnei Odom. We follow what normally people hold. And therefore, in this situation, Ubinadarm Hokam Achash Loshim Dnei Odom. We go by the vernacular usage of the term, and if a person says he's going to fast over here on Saturday night, i.e. Sunday, it doesn't mean he's fasting Shabbos afternoon. And therefore, Beloshim Bnei Adam Ga Achar Shehivdil Mikriyom. It's still called daytime outside. And therefore, Hatainis Eino Maskel Ela Mitrilas Alayla. And this fast, which he took voluntarily upon himself, as opposed to Tisha B'Av, which comes by itself, so this fast is only going to start at night. So therefore, since he's davened Marav and said Havdalah, he's allowed to drink because it's still day, and his neder to not eat on Sunday hasn't yet taken effect. That is the rationale over here. The Mishneh Berurah explains the Mechaber. Then he adds, "V'efshar shegam b'vein hashmasho shehu sofek laila," and he says that this, in fact, would be true that you shouldn't eat. The fast might have started already from bein hashmasho because that's sofek laila. But certainly avalomi kodem, but it doesn't start beforehand. And as long as it's after the plaga mincha and before the shkia, he would be able to drink the Havdalah cup. This is what he should do. The Mishneh Berurah explaining the Mechaber and the Ramah over here tells us if there is no one else that can make Havdalah for him. V'hu adin, and the same thing would apply, the Mishneh Berurah says, Shemakabal of Hatainis Shalaila V'yom B'shayim Echol. This is a general rule that applies all the time. He just said, I'm going to fast on Wednesday. So the fast starts on Tuesday night, which is Wednesday in Halacha. Likewise, in that situation, Gamkin ein cholol of chovas tainis mibod yom af shekvar hispalal arvis. If on that day he davened Mariv after plaga mincha and it's still light outside, it isn't yet the shkia, so then he would still be allowed to eat even though he's davened Mariv. It's the same rule applies across the board. Then the Mishneh Berurah says in Sivkatan Chav Gimel, Ein hakavona shekabel tainis mamish. When the Ramah said over here that he should accept upon himself the tainis, this is not the formal acceptance of a tainis. The hakvar kibel alav hayom b'mincha, because the person already accepted a tainis by mincha time, and he obviously davened mincha before the plaga mincha. Kederach kol hatainios shetzarich kabbala b'mincha shelafonav. As is the general rule of thumb, there's actually a special place at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei where a person can accept upon himself a voluntary tainis every day at mincha time for the next day. So the Ramah is not telling us over here, the Mishnah Berurah explains, that you make a formal tainis acceptance because you've already done that. The Myrish Yeshalov Neder Mikvar Lisanus Kol Shlosh Yomim Shachar Shabbos. If you're saying this was a previous neder, you said you're going to fast something like Beis Hei Beis, except it's not Beis Hei Beis. You're going to fast over here Aleph Beis Gimel. And the person said he's going to fast Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for whatever the reason, and he took upon it himself this neder a week before, or any time beforehand. Even in this situation, Gamkein Ein Tzorich Atu Kabbalah's Tainis Klal. He doesn't need any formal acceptance of the tainis. He's already done that. So what is the Ramah telling us over here? Ula kabbalah hakat tainis olav. What is this? Elarot Shalom, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah, she kabel achakach bidaito sheyaschal atainis me'ata. He's basically just essentially saying that I will accept now the tainis, not as a formal acceptance, but he's basically just saying that the tainis, stating that the tainis will actually start at nightfall, at the Shkia. And the Mishnah Berurah says, look further for a discussion, ayin in the Bir Halach over here. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Amaskel ul kabel achakach atainis olav, and the Chavetz Chaim writes, Hadavar Pashut, the hach kabbalah lav kabbalah satainis b'minchei. And as we already pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, Chavetz Chaim says the same thing over here. It's certainly not a formal declaration by mincha time. The pshita shekvar ispalo mincha mikodem shivda, because he's already daven mincha. That's not the right time now to take a formal acceptance of the tainis. Ela what? Ela hocha kabbalah tainis mamish kamer. He's just saying physically that the tainis will start at that point. Le oser biachilo mishozu, that he is no longer able to eat. That's what the Ramah is telling us from the time that it's shkia or Safek Lailo Ben Hashmashos. Chavetz Chaim continues and discusses this further. Ayin Shom the rest of this Bir Halacha. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, Hamavdil Alayayin Al Shulchano, if a person makes Havdalah on the wine that's on the table. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lav Davka on the table. If you look in Siv Katan Chav Dalet, Lav Davka, Velo Bol Lemayit El Cheder Acher. The food that you're talking about here, that you're making Havdalah, and this food on the table doesn't mean literally on the table, that you have to make Havdalah on the table. You could be making Havdalah someplace else in that same room. The Chiddush is that if there's food in another room, then this din doesn't apply. The Shom Hevi Havdalah Midi Achrine. Because in this situation, we're talking about that the Havdalah is not related to the food at all. But if there is food in that same room, that's considered al shulchanu, even if it's not literally true. Because there's food in that room, there's going to be a meal in that room, the malava malka that the person is going to be having, or just a snack, whatever it is. So he's making Havdalah in that same room. That's what the din is. So again, back to the Mechaber. If somebody's making Havdalah on wine, and there is food on the table, lav davka that he's making havdalah at that table, but in that same room there is food. So afilu hivdil kodem shenot al yodav, even if he makes havdalah over here prior to the washing of his hands hamotzi for this malava malka, poter ayayin shebesocha bazon, he doesn't have to make another bori priyagofen on any wine that he'll take in during that meal, even though technically, the Havdalah has nothing to do with that Suda, but since it's in the same room, so when he makes the Bari Priya Goffin on the Havdalah, it will exempt him from having to make a new Bari Priya Goffin on any wine he's going to have during this Blava Malka. She'enot Tzorich Levarich Lav. He doesn't have to make another Bari Priya Goffin. That's the first opinion that's brought down over here, and this is in the name of the Rosh. However, then he brings down V'yesh Omrim, and this is in the name of Tosfos, who says, Delo potar elo imke notal yodav kodim shehivdil. This second opinion, as we just said, brought down in the name of Tosfos, this Yesh Omrim, says that the wine's Bori Priya Goffin that you made for Havdalah doesn't exempt you unless you had already washed Netilas Yadayim before you made Havdalah, and as soon as you make Havdalah, you're going to make the Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. Then, in that situation, you've connected the Bori Priya Goffin for Havdalah to any wine that you're having during the meal, but otherwise not. And there are more comments on this Yesh Omrim, Haga, V'imhivdil Techila. If you made Havdalah first, according to this opinion, then Sorech Levarech Achra Brocha Mein Sholosh. So then, not only does it not exempt any wine that you're going to have during this meal, you'll have to make a Bori Priya Goffin on that wine, but the benching at the conclusion of that meal will not exempt you from a Al HaGefen that you're supposed to make on the Havdalah, assuming you drank a Revius, which you ideally should, and therefore you have to make a separate Al HaGefen, the Brocha Chasmein Sholosh, on the wine that you had at Havdalah. As I said, this is brought down in the name of Tosos, and as well, he brings down over here in the Mordechai, in the Gemara and Brachos, in Perek Ketzad Mevarchim. the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafei comments, Shenatilas Yadayim hi Ascholas Kivius Hasuda, because when you wash your hands, that shows you're now going to have a full meal. And therefore, V'shaychu L'suda, and therefore, by washing hands before the Havdalah, you're demonstrating that the wine of the Havdalah is also considered, so to say, part of the meal. Wait a second. Why is the Havdalah not considered a hefsek between your Netilas Yadayim and your Amotzi Lechem and Aretz? You normally don't know how to talk or do anything then. So he says, I am Besimun Kuf Ayin Dalet B'Mogen Avram Sif Katan Vav. Go look over there, which Dishu Fit number 28 reminds us. And it says that it's brought down over there, Shekivan She'eno Rashoy Lechol Kodim Havdalah. Since you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, and v'daito lechol miyat, and since right after Havdalah you're planning on eating because of the fact that you washed the tilas yadayim, therefore the Havdalah, so to say, is a hechsher to allow you to go and eat at this meal, and therefore the Havdalah is nechsheves, is not considered over here a hesech adas, bein hanetila lebirchas amotzi, and therefore it doesn't interrupt, and therefore there's not a problem over here of hesech adas or an interruption between the netilas yadayim bracha and the hamotzi lechem in aretz. Issue foot number 27 says that if you didn't wash the tilas yadayim, but you intended to eat, and you knew this when you're making the Havdalah, he said that's already a machlokes that we've discussed in Kuf Ayin Dalet, nechluku bazeh poskim im dino kinot al yodov or not. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavvav says if you, in fact, did not wash your hands, but you first made Havdalah, then the Ramah said, according to this Yesh Omrim, you have to make a separate Al HaGefen on the Havdalah, and you'd have to make a Bar Priya Gofen on any new wine that you have. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Hagazu, this addition over here from the Ramah, he maskanas dasi Yesh Omrim. As I pointed out already, this is where I got it from, this is really a commentary on the second opinion, the Yesh Omrim, the opinion of Tosus and the Mordechai. The Sfiru Lehu, the Ma'ashehivdu, called him an Atilob, the fact that you made Havdalah before you washed your hands, that essentially proves Afopi Shu'al Shulchano, even though there is food on the table and you're in the same room, Eino Shayach L'Ma'ashe Yishte Toch HaMozon Achakach. From the fact that you didn't wash the Tilas Yadayim first, you've essentially shown that your Havdalah has nothing to do with the Suda, even though the food's in the same room. And therefore, according to this opinion, Mishum Hochi, Tzorech Levarech Mechadosh Toch HaSuda L'Yayin. Therefore, you have to make a new bracha, Bari Priya Gofen, and any wine that you're having, the previous Bari Priya Gofen from Havdalah has nothing to do with it and doesn't exempt it. And therefore, Al King Chayav Levarech Bracha Achrona Kodem HaSuda. And that's why you have to go and make a separate Al HaGefen over here on the wine of Havdalah when you drank a revius of it, because the benching will not be able to exempt it because it has nothing to do with that Suda. How do we paskin? The Mishnah says, La Halacha. He says, we're not sure how to paskin over here, so we use our general rule by a bracha derabanan, and we say, don't make a bracha if you're unsure if you have to. So here, you have the first opinion saying you don't make a bracha achrona, the second opinion saying you do make a bracha achrona, so we go sofik lakula and don't make the bracha achrona. The issue foot number 30 over here points out, from the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Kuf Ayin Dalet, L'chachilo yesh l'chavein shelo liftor asayayin shebesoch hamozon. You should ideally have intention in this situation that the Bari Priya Gofen that you're making on Havdalah should not, in fact, exempt any additional wine that you're having later on, and that will make you have to make a separate Bari Priya Gofen anyway. And the Mishnah Berurah over there in Siv Katan Tes Vav adds further that in this situation, you certainly would have to make an alagefen on the wine that you had before the Suda, because that wine has nothing to do with the Suda. But the Tosefes Shabbos asks over there, Ketzad Mutar Lasuskin, how are you allowed to do this? You're going a bracha sheno tzricha by saying, I do not want my Bar Priya Gofen to exempt the wine that I'm about to have. You've essentially caused yourself to now have to make a bracha when you technically wouldn't have had to. You could have exempted your original Bar Priya Gofen, exempting any other Bar Priya Gofens. And he writes, because of this, the Taz left this out. He didn't understand how the Shulchan Aruch could hold like this. Nu, what is the Shulchan Aruch's answer? So he brings down from the Tuas Shar, even though he's going to have wine during the meal, so how can he have this, quote, negative kavan over here and not to have the Bari Priya Gofen on the Havdalah exempt the wine in the meal? He says, you can have this negative kavan over here. She'ein inyan hakosus echad, because those cups of wine are different. The first cup of wine is Havdalah. The kos Havdalah has nothing to do with the Suda. That's a kos shel bracha. And the kos that you're going to have in the Suda, that's a kos shel reshus, because you want to have a glass. And therefore, he says, it's not a problem. It's not a bracha shein atzricha. And he adds, furthermore, shebirchas hamotzi mafsiko ben hakosus. Likewise, he says, another reason is the bracha of hamotzi lechem and aretz interrupts between them. The Mishnah Berurah continues back there. He says, now, likewise, Ubesol chasuda, if you're going to have a glass of wine, we also go sofik brachos lakula, gamkin partu levarach ala yain, kidei arishona. You shouldn't make another bar priya gofen. The bar priya gofen for Yavdala would work on any wine that you're going to have during the meal. And he says as well, ayin el, besimen kuf ayin dalet, we already learned previously, sif dalet, that's what we just brought down in the dirsha footnote over here, b'mashe kosavdu shom b'mishne brura, and that's what we already just said. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Kishapotra Yain Shabasol Chamozon, Sheinu Tzorich Levorech Alav. When you're going to over here have a Bar Priya Gofen on the Havdalah, and it is going to exempt any wine that you're going to have during the meal in the scenarios that we just brought down, that is acceptable, Bain to the first day, Bain to the second day. So he says, in this situation, Sheinu Tzorich Levorech Alav, you don't make any brach at all, Kamino Tzorich Levorech Brach Achron Al Koshal Havdalah. In that situation, when the Bar Priya Gofen works for Havdalah as well as for the cups that you're going to have during the meal, then likewise the benching will work for the bracha achrona for the havdalah, and you don't make a separate ala gefen in that situation. However, he says, v'im ein lo ela kos echad, if you only have one cup of wine, v'savor shiavu lo yain yosef, but you do think you will get wine later on. In that situation, what should you do? V'hivdil al osu akos. You first made havdalah on that one cup of wine. V'achakach lo hivu lo yosef, and then they did not bring out any additional wine. So you really did not make that Bar Priya Gofen for any other cups of wine. So does the benching now work on that, instead of saying an Ala Gefen on the Bracha Achrona for the Havdalah, does the benching of the Suda work for that? So here he says, Uberach Birchas HaMazon below Kos, since you're making the Bracha Birchas HaMazon over here without a cup, because you don't have another cup of wine, so he brings down, Yesh Misha Omer Shetorech Levarach Bracha Achrona Al Koshel Havdalah. There is an opinion, he brings this down in the name of the tour, that says that the benching will not work instead of an Al HaGefen over here. And you, after the benching, or possibly before the benching, you have to make a separate Al HaGefen for the revius of wine that you had during the Havdalah. You can't rely upon the benching to exempt that. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Ches explains, De'i lav hochi, if we're not talking in this scenario, then halom avor b'reish sadi vav, siv gimel di'ei shomun di'ochel kodem havdalah. We've already learned previously that in that situation we only have one cup, you should actually eat first and then make havdalah. V'yachakach yivarech birchas hamozom v'yavdol kos echot. Afterwards, you make the havdalah afterwards. When you bench ala kos, you'll then make havdalah right afterwards on the same cup. Ayin Sham, go back over there and review those halachos. Furthermore, v'od, the lav hochi, if that's not the case, we'll have two cups. Odiv tvei levarach broch achrona, takeif achar shtias hakos. Then it would be preferable to make an ala gefen right after you make the broch bar priya gofen and finish off the havdalah, drink your revius, and make the broch achrona ala gefen right then and there. V'lo lahamtin levarach osa achar shiyasod yivarach b'chazimozon. And don't wait till after you have the meal and you say benching and then make the ala gefen at that point in time. Better to make it right away after you finish drinking the revius. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah of Kan Chavtes writes, V'yav degabe kos kiddush posach hashulchan aruch le'el b'simin reishayim beisif yod ein tzorch levarach broch achrona achro b'chol gavne. Even though we've already said before, when you make kiddush on a cup of wine and then you wash and make hamotzi, so the benching on that, even if you have no additional wine, also exempts you from having to make an ala gefen. The reason is over there, debirchas hamozim potrasa, why does benching over there work to exempt you from making an ala gefen? Because kiddush is shiny, kiddush is different. She tzorach hasuda, you can't eat the meal until you make kiddush. So the suda is included, so to say, in it kiddush, because you can't eat the suda unless you make kiddush. So the suda has as part of it the kiddush, even though it's before the hamotzi. They ain't kiddush shall be mokum suda, because you couldn't have made the kiddush unless it was part of the meal. Masha ain't kain havdalah. Havdalah is different, and has nothing to do with the meal. You can make havdalah and not have malava malka right then and there. It has nothing to do with malava malka. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vinei hayesh omer mazeh hudas ator." As we pointed out already, this yesh misha omer shetzorach levarach brach achron al kos shel havdalah. That's the opinion of the tour. Bechilek bisvara zu shikasavim. He makes this distinction that we just pointed out. V'ayin magen Avraham shochiach darosh lo svir lelechalik uzeh. But the Rosh doesn't make this distinction, and he says, "V'chein bevir agra daito kamagen Avraham." The bevir agra holds like this magen Avraham as well. And therefore, how do we pass about Kenir Li? Shimlo Berach Kodem Asuda Lo Yivarach Achakach. That if the person did not make the Ala Gefen, then he should rely upon the benching, should not take this Yesh Misha Omer of the tour to heart, and in fact, he does not make a separate Ala Gefen, but he can, Lahaloch Lemaisa, rely upon the benching. That concludes today's shir.